Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Bounce Stoic. You ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Like one minute you're cruising, and the next you're face blunting into a pile of stress. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing, bombarding us with information, expectations, and let's be honest, just plain chaos. It's enough to make anyone feel like their emotional stability is hanging by a thread. But here's the thing, friends. We don't have to just ride this roller coaster blindfolded. We can actually learn to build our own emotional fortress, shield against the storms of life. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating emotional resilience, that inner strength that allows us to not only weather the storms, but come out stronger on the other side. First things first. Resilience isn't about being a superhero who never feels anything. It's about acknowledging those feelings, understanding them, and then choosing how we respond. Think of it like this. Life is going to hit you with punches, that's inevitable. But it's how you react to those punches that defines you. Okay, let's get real practical. What does building emotional resilience actually look like? First start, self-awareness. It's all about knowing your triggers, what sets off your stress response. Is it deadlines at work? Traffic jams? Maybe a certain type of conversation? Once you know your weaknesses, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Like, maybe instead of getting sucked into the vortex of traffic rage, you blast your favorite playlist and turn that commute into a mini dance party. Next up, mindfulness. This isn't about meditating on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty cool. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment. When you catch yourself spiraling into anxious thoughts, gently bring your focus back to your breath, your senses, what you can see, hear, feel right now. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Another game changer, cultivating gratitude. Seriously, folks, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, a hot cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on the positive can shift your entire perspective and make even the toughest days feel a little brighter. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Saying no is not selfish, it's self-preservation. You can't pour from an empty cup. Learn to protect your time and energy, and don't be afraid to set limits with people in situations that drain you. Remember, saying no to some things often means saying yes to what truly matters. Finally, build a strong support system. Lean on your loved ones, friends, or even a therapist when you need a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or just someone to bounce ideas off of. Remember, we're not meant to go through this journey alone. Ever feel like life is throwing you curveballs left and right? You're sitting at your desk, staring at that deadline looming over you, feeling the pressure mounting. Emails are pinging, phone calls are coming in, and suddenly, your mind feels like it's about to explode. Sound familiar? This is where emotional resilience steps in. If you had a moment of panic, maybe you took a deep breath, reminded yourself that you've tackled tough deadlines before, and started prioritizing your tasks. That's resilience in action. You acknowledge the stress, but instead of letting it take over, you chose to manage it effectively. You see, emotional resilience isn't just about being tough, it's about having the tools and strategies to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs with grace and strength. So, what can you do today to build your own emotional fortress? Start by taking a few minutes to reflect on your triggers, those things that tend to throw you off balance. Once you know your weaknesses, you can start developing coping mechanisms. Maybe it's practicing mindfulness techniques, journaling your thoughts and feelings, or simply taking a break to go for a walk and clear your head. Remember, small steps lead to big changes. You've got this. Building emotional resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that you're stronger than you think. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little dose of resilience in their life. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and inspiration on the Bounce Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.